Time to have a look at the meeting in Scottsdale tonight here on From the Stables. A 7-event program set down for decision commencing at 5:09. We've got driver Troy McDonald online to have a look at his drives on the program. How are you going, Troy?
Yeah, I'm good, Duncan. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Let's kick it off with Punchinello in race number 2 on the card. He's got good standing start manners, which is no doubt key around Scottsdale, and comes into this race off a last start third.
Yeah, his race is not too bad at the moment, and stand starts are his go, so if he steps as good as he can, I'd be pretty confident he nearly lead there, and from there around Scottsdale, you're hard to beat.
Certainly are. Let's go over to race 3, where you've got the drive on Sea Sky. This is a rating 30-49 event, and Sea Sky, the outside of a second row, doesn't help too much, but he did have a recent trial up there, so a look around the track should be of some benefit.
Yeah, he did trial last week. He trialled pretty well, but as you say, he's drawn with plenty of traffic in front of him there, so you don't want to settle too far back around here, but it's not an overly strong field, so if he did get a bit of luck and got a forward spot, I'd be confident he'd race well.
Yes, now as we record that podcast, the emergency hasn't gained a start, and in previous years, when they do have an emergency at Scottsdale, off the one mark, generally starts off the third line, so something we might have to keep an eye on if Norwester does gain a start. Race 4, some danger drive here. He's got a 10-metre handicap to contend with. Look, if it was on a bigger track like Launceston, you'd say he gets into this race well, but the tight circuit of Scottsdale just makes it that little bit more intriguing.
Yeah, it does. He's the class horse in the field, but like the other race, you just can't be behind too many because it's just very hard to make ground when they run up there, so they'd have to go pretty solid all the way, and the horses running on to get a good card into it because it's just very hard to do all the work yourself around there from so far back.
Race 6 is the feature event on the program, the Northeastern Pacing Cup. LJ's Mystery is your drive here. She had a recent trial on the track last Saturday. So what did you make of that effort?
Yeah, she trialled well. She found the front in her trial. She stepped nicely, and we'd be looking to do the same here. If the emergency doesn't get a run, we draw a 3. So, you know, she'd be some chance to lead. If she led, she'd be a really good chance, but she's going to settle in a forward spot even if she doesn't lead, and you know, I think she's got a nice chance in that race.
It's a race of many chances at 7:39. And your last drive on the program is Perfect Mac in the Claimer. He's got a 20-metre handicap to contend with, and over the 2,600, he certainly gets his chance to get into the race.
Yeah, it's not too much of a handicap for him. He's normally off 30 or so. So off the 20 there, he's a really good stand-start horse. He should step well, and you know, he's probably not racing at the peak of his form, but he did win a Burnie Cup over this trip, and that sort of form would be get him right into this race.
Who do you reckon your best winning chance is at Scottsdale tonight, Troy?
I'll say Punchinello.
Race 2, number 4. Appreciate the insight into your drives, and I wish you the very best of luck.
Thanks, Doug.